Opponents of legalizing marijuana in New York have made a last-minute pitch to derail an agreement that Governor Cuomo and the legislature made last week. That deal would allow the sale of pot to adults for recreational purposes. Karen DeWitt reports.
The school officials and law enforcement groups say legalizing cannabis will lead to more underage teens and children using the drug and could also cause more traffic accidents and potentially deaths. Kyle Belikopitsky, executive director of the New York State PTA, has a son in sixth grade. She says opponents are talking to lawmakers to try to convince them to vote no when the bill comes to the floor.
I say to our legislators, if you vote yes on this legislation, you are voting to harm my child.
Patrick Phelan with the Police Chiefs Association says there is no reliable roadside test for marijuana impairment and no agreed-upon scientific standard for measuring intoxication from cannabis.
I know people are going to die because they pass this law, and that's what I'm legitimately concerned about. I'm not just some old guy railing against legalization of marijuana.
They say if they are not successful and the bill becomes law, they will try to get it repealed and will work with local governments to try to pass a referendum to allow municipalities to opt out of the state's legalization laws. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.